You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Brad Aspie. Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And welcome again, Mary.
Good morning, Brad.
You know, I can think of one meteor shower, one named meteor shower, and that's the Perseid meteor shower in August. What are some others?
Well, this year, and in fact this weekend, the Eta Aquarid meteor shower is expected to be very favorable. You don't often hear about the spring meteor showers, and I think with the use of technology and telescopes and more people looking into the night sky, we have greater research about some of these other showers. But this particular meteor shower peaks on the morning of May 5th, but can also be seen before dawn on the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th.
You know, I'm very fascinated by all these exotic names for meteor showers. How are they named?
Well, it's if you follow the trail that meteors make, if you were to follow it backward, you would see that they seem to emanate from the same spot. Mm-hmm. And that spot is referred to as the radiant. And then when you can locate the radiant, typically what happens is you name the meteor shower after the star that seems to be closest to that space. So in this case, the meteors seem to be streaming or emanating from a region that's near the star Eta Aquarii, which is a star in the constellation Aquarius, the water bearer. And it's actually one of the three stars that makes up the water pot that the water bearer is carrying. And the fact that it's the Eta star in Aquarius means it's the seventh brightest star in that constellation.
Hmm. Now, is there a story or a myth related to this particular star or to the meteor shower?
You know, this one of the stories that I really like is not necessarily connected to that constellation by mythology, but it's always wonderful to have a story that seems connected with what we're experiencing overhead. When you look at Aquarius, you see he's carrying this water pot, and there are streams of water flowing out of this water pot, actually into the mouth of Fomalhaut, the southern fish. And there's also this opportunity, because of the meteor showers, to imagine that there's something springing out of the water pot, too, or you could say leaking out. So I really like the story that comes from India about the cracked pot. And the story is that a man is carrying two water pots on the end of a long stick that he has hoisted over his shoulders. And unfortunately, one of these pots is cracked. And over time, that pot gets very disgusted with itself because it can't hold a full, can't fully contain the water. And when it complains to the man carrying him, he points out that there are flowers growing along the path on the side where the cracked pot is always carried, because that water is spilling out and watering those flowers. So there's this wonderful moral imagination in that story, that even if you consider yourself a cracked pot, that there's something being served. So this weekend, you know, when you see the meteor shower and these shooting stars, you can imagine that this is the water that's perhaps bringing forth all the spring flowers.
Well, every Friday we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. Again, thank you, Mary.
Thanks for having me, Brad.